The University of Alaska Anchorage's women's basketball team fell Wednesday to NCAA Division I opponent Missouri State, claiming fourth place in the Great Alaska Shootout. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
UAA head coach Ryan McCarthy shouldered the blame in the Seawolves' 58-65 loss.
I think at the end of the day, this is my fault. You know, we had 21 turnovers, and we weren't focused from that standpoint, and I own that. You know, I think we got to be honest with ourselves and look at what we need to do better in the future if we're going to be talking about championships and things like that, and that starts with me.
The Seawolves took second place in the NCAA Division II National Championships last season. McCarthy said a lack of consistency was his team's biggest flaw.
You know, just once we get the mo, we'd do something to shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, we just couldn't put two and three plays together. You know, we'd make a big play and then have a turnover or not execute a set that we'd worked on a million times.
McCarthy said with senior forward Autumn Williams injured and not in the lineup, UAA was playing shorthanded.
We were coming out limping and we held them off for as long as we could. It's just, you know, they were a little deeper than us.
Two different Seawolves, sophomore guard Tara Thompson and freshman guard Yasmin Gu, played more than 30 minutes on Wednesday, which McCarthy said is a rare occurrence. Thompson and junior forward Shelby Kloninger led UAA in scoring with 15 points each. The Seawolves took fourth place in the tournament behind three Division I opponents. The University of Southern California claimed the women's shootout title, beating Portland in the Great Alaska Shootout Championship. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.